From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program. And this week, we are studying from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, the concept of walking worthy of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12 is where the Apostle Paul is basically sharing with the Thessalonians the kind of a lifestyle that he and Silas and Timothy had when they were with them and ministered unto them, and what they taught them to do as Christians. He basically is talking about the fact that when they were with them, when Paul and Silas and Timothy were with the Thessalonians, they lived a holy and a just and an unblameable life before the Lord and before the believers there at Thessalonica, and that they exhorted and comforted them and charged them as a father does a child. That, of course, is according to verse 10 and 11 of 1 Thessalonians 2. But then in verse 12, he says, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. A very significant verse of Scripture. Now, yesterday, we looked at the walk of the Christian. And I pointed out to you that the walk of the Christian simply is to see that Christ is at the very center of all that we do. In fact, the course or the manner of life for the believer is to be God-centered, God-focused, and God-honoring in all things. That's what we emphasized yesterday. But today, we're going to go one step further and look at the worthy walk of the Christian. Paul says here that ye would walk worthy of God. And beloved, I believe that that is the greatest challenge in all of the Word of God for every Christian. I believe that when Paul says here in 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12, that ye walk worthy of God, that's the greatest challenge of all given to Christians from the Word of God. Because if we are walking worthy of God, then we will be what God wants us to be. We will be doing what God wants us to do. We will be going where God wants us to go. Now, it's interesting that this word worthy here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12 basically means appropriately. And it implies the idea of living after a godly sort in order to please God. In other words, it's very appropriate for those of us who know the Lord to live in order to please God. In fact, the entire life of the believer, I'm talking about the believer's actions, attitudes, activities, and motives, is to reflect and please God in all things. Now, I have been emphasizing that one way or another all week long, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday's program. I emphasize that in one way, shape, or form. But let me ask you again today. Maybe this is the first time you've listened to the program this week. Let me ask you, first of all, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? I trust that you do. And if you haven't, I would encourage you right there by the radio to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you, and he will. But then as a Christian, does your entire life, all of your actions, all of your attitudes, all of your activities, all of your motives reflect and please God in all things? That's what this verse is telling us. Now, how do we do that? Well, there are three passages of Scripture I want us to look at briefly throughout the rest of this particular program. First of all, we do that by taking heed to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. We walk worthy of God by taking heed to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. There we see the Word of God says this. As Paul was writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Now, let me pause there and state that the vocation of the Christian is not what we do to make a living. The vocation of the Christian is the fact that we are called to be the children of God through faith in Christ. We are Christians. That's our vocation, to live like Christ. Our avocation is what we do to make a living. But for every one of us who know the Lord, our vocation is to live for the Lord, to reflect Christ, to be Christ-like in the world around us. How do we do that effectively? Well, he goes on in verses 2 and 3 and says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. What does that teach us? It teaches us that if we are going to walk worthy of God, we must have the attitudes that are worthy of God. That includes lowliness or humility. It includes meekness, or basically having a mild spirit without retaliating towards others or rebelling against God. It involves long-suffering, which simply means to be patient and endure what we're going through in life. It means to forbear one another in love. That means to continue to love others no matter how they treat us. And then it involves endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, which simply means to do what we can to build peace and make peaceful relationships at all times. Think of those five things. Just think of what the church would be like, how different the church would be. Just think of what your family would be like, how different your family would be if, as a Christian, everyone in your family walked with all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, and endeavored to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Think about that. That would make a big difference, wouldn't it? Well, indeed it would. And those are the attitudes that we are to be walking in as a part of our Christian vocation. Are you walking that way? Are you walking worthy of the vocation wherewith the Lord has called you? Secondly, as we walk worthy of God, it involves walking with various actions that please the Lord. Not only attitudes, but various actions. Turn with me, if you would please, to Colossians, the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 10. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10. And what we see here is actually the Apostle Paul is praying for the church at Colossae. And he says, beginning with verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And here it is, verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. It's talking about our actions. We are to walk worthy of the Lord in pleasing him. That means total obedience. In being fruitful in every good work, that means effective ministry. And then increasing in our knowledge of God, that involves spiritual maturity. Are those actions seen in your life? That's what a worthy walk looks like. Well, not only do we see that according to Ephesians 4, 1 to 3, and Colossians 1 and verse 10, but let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1 says, furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus Christ, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more Wow, what a verse of scripture that is. In other words, Paul was saying that as we've taught you, you have, as it were, the moral obligation to walk to please God and to abound in pleasing God more and more. That word ought that is there in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 1 basically involves the idea of a moral obligation. In other words, every one of us as born-again believers, every child of God, every Christian, every saved individual has the moral obligation to walk and to please God and to abound more and more in pleasing the Lord and walking worthy of the Lord. And so the worthy walk of the Christian implies the idea of living after a godly sort in order to please God, which involves our actions, our attitudes, our activities, and our motives, making certain that in all things we are reflecting God and pleasing God in all things. Does that describe your life? Does it describe my life? Well, when Paul tells us there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12 that we should walk worthy of God, that's what he's talking about. And so yesterday we looked at the walk of the Christian. Today we looked at the worthy walk of the Christian. And the Lord willing, tomorrow we will look at the wonderful worthy walk of the Christian. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we continue and conclude this very important study of the worthy walk of the Christian. Well, you have a great day in the Lord. And until tomorrow, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And beloved, the best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.